Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gott, a man I consider a personal hero, an icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gott providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gott's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
All right, welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world. We appreciate it. You have done this for us, and all you have to do is subscribe, rate, and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. We appreciate everyone who has done so. You have made us the biggest podcast anywhere in the world. Stanzik, I was in Bristol last week. I'm still recovering. Are you?
I'm just happy I got my buffer back. You are not sitting right next to me this time. Yeah. I'm feeling a lot more comfortable. We are back.
Yes.
And I mean away from each other.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly where you want to be.
That's it.
I love you too. So here's the thing. I think we glossed over something. Bill Simmons is going to join us. The NBA season tips off this week. It tipped off this week, and Bill Simmons is the authority in all things NBA, and he'll join us here for a second appearance on the podcast. How about that, Stanzik?
Should we start getting people that come on the podcast multiple times? Like, should we give them a gift? Do we have any Stupidity merchandise we can give them?
I don't know. You would know better than I. No, but yes, we should be doing that. We should be sending them something, just as long as I'm not paying for it. Yep.
Right. Yeah, we got to think of something there.
So who do we ask? Jettisini? We need a budget. What do we need?
Yeah, we definitely need a budget.
Okay, so we're going to send people gifts for doing this podcast, yet no one has sent me a f***ing dime for doing it. It's my podcast. Okay, that seems like a smart thing to do. How about the guy who showed up 37 times to do it? How about that? What are they sending me? Anything? Check. Wire. Deposit. Support. Hey. What are we doing? Why am I yelling like this? It's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, good. All right. So anyway, Bill Simmons is going to come on. We did gloss over something last week as you and I took a lazy river ride through the Bristol campus there. Seth Markman, who runs the NFL for ESPN, agreed that if I can get Bruce Springsteen to shake his hand, that he would put me on an NFL pregame show on Countdown. It seems ridiculous, but it's a binding deal because he said it and we aired it. All right. And I've checked with attorneys. You know I have, right?
Yeah, we have the receipts on this one.
He didn't specify which Bruce Springsteen, which might help us out, but we know the Bruce Springsteen that he wants, the boss. And I am telling you, next week, Stanzik, we need to explore this space because Chris Mortensen reached out to me and said that the Mortensen family, collectively, they have had 7 handshakes with Bruce Springsteen. It's amazing. Yeah,
wait
7.
Wait a minute.
7. Yeah,
they're
7.
Keeping track? They have like a tally on the fridge?
I think he broke it down. Let me check. You want me to check?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Was it all in the same meeting and 7 different people shook his hand? Did they meet multiple times? How did we get to 7? Is it like a touchdown because he's a football analyst? Like, what are we doing here?
He broke it down for me. I've shook Bruce's hand on 2 different occasions.
Oh, okay.
My wife has done so on 5 separate occasions.
Wow. Mrs. Mort.
Yes. I mean, Mrs. Mort getting it done. 7. 7 total.
Okay.
All right. So I think what Mort was saying, and then I said, listen, can you call in and we'll discuss it? And he said, yeah, of course. Like, let's do it. So I think next week we have to have him on the podcast and see if Mort can broker this deal for us. Meaning if Mort can get Bruce to shake Markman's hand, because no, I'm telling you, Mort at this stage in his life stands that we had him on the podcast. Okay. He just likes to laugh, right?
Right.
He's had a battle with cancer. Like Mort is fantastic, but that has all changed his perspective where he just wants to laugh and he thinks it would be laugh out loud funny and great to have me on NFL Countdown. He does. He believes that, okay?
Okay.
So I think Mort at this point would be willing to broker this deal. He will get Markman to shake Springsteen's hand, and by extension, I will then be on NFL Countdown with Randy Moss and the guys.
I mean, it's a great plan. What I'm thinking is, like, Markman and Mort know each other very well. How has this not come up in their relationship in the past?
I have no idea. Listen. Let's not ask any questions.
Okay, yeah.
Because Mort's already on the damn thing, right? So he doesn't need any help, okay? But he's trying to help a friend out, and that friend is me. How about that? Now, Markman might say, listen, is Stigot's a better friend to you than I am?
That's what I'm trying to insinuate here. It feels like Mort likes you a lot more than he likes Markman.
Well, listen, what are you going to do Mort at this point in his career? Even if that is the case, what's going to happen to Mort? He's Mort. Everyone loves Mort, right?
Maybe Markman bumps Mort for you.
Oh, how about that? Shh, don't tell Chris when we have him on. I sit right next to Schefter. Is that what you said?
I think so.
Breaking nothing?
You're both on your phones. You're texting me.
Schefter would report stuff, and I just comment on it. That's a dream.
It's a good formula.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so we're going to use Mort to get Mort kicked off the pregame show.
Okay. That's the new plan.
Stupidity.
Stupidity.
All right, so Bill Simmons going to join us for a second time on this podcast. I'm not certain if he wants a home and home because I'm not certain he wants me on his podcast ever again. But check out his podcast because it's fantastic, the Bill Simmons podcast. Also check out The Ringer, theringer.com. That is Bill's company. It's his website. They are doing fantastic work over there. And Bill has been a friend for a while now, and he joins us now here on Stupidity. Is this a home and home? What are we doing? Or are you just doing mine, and I'm never coming on yours again?
I just think you sound lonely to me because Levitard left during the best sports month of the year, and you've just been saddled with these rotating co-hosts. It's like, remember the Tonight Show when Johnny Carson just gave up in the 80s and just started taking, you know, 24 weeks off in a row? Ed McMahon was there. It was just a never-ending slew of co-hosts. Yes. And people are like, where's Johnny? Oh, he's fine. He's in Malibu. He's not even on vacation. He's just not going to be working for a while. That's Levitard. I mean, to go away in October is one of the boldest things I think anyone has ever done in sports media because it's a 12-month cycle, obviously, every year. Yep, and you hit these little, you know, you have these great months, you have bad months, you have mediocre months, you know, but October is like a godsend for people like us.
I mean, it's baseball postseason.
NBA starting. The NFL's in full swing. College football. Like, what's better than October? And Levitard's like, you know what? I'm out for 3 weeks. I don't care.
It's a power move. You're right. It's like, hey, I'm going to do this, and there's nothing you can do about it. 3 weeks and smack in the middle of football season. See ya.
Levitard, like, his sweet spot is February when there's nothing going on.
Yes.
And he could just do three-hour shows about whether they should fix the three-point contest.
Correct, yes.
I don't know how he's done it. He's really carved out something special for himself.
He's amazing. Listen, because Bill, you're right. Like Sports Radio 101, okay, peek behind the curtain here, is they tell you to take off July. Well, not even July so much anymore because of NBA free agency, but more so August, right? So like maybe mid-July and then the entire month of August, you're free to do whatever the hell you want. But Levitard loves those months so much because he's not forced.
This is great. There's no pressure months. August is when, you know, you're hosting The Jump. With Bob the janitor and
yes,
and
I'm out.
No, I'm out. Who's like 19?
Right, I'm out in L.A. on a vacation and hopefully hanging out with you. And what I'm doing is one episode of The Jump, and ESPN pays for the entire thing. It's amazing.
and PTI, they're just grabbing people off the street. They're like, hey, do you have any opinions on the Nationals? Would you like to be on a television show? And that's when Levitard is like, this is my month, August.
We dominate August. Right. It's not even a rated period, I don't think. but we dominate the unrated period. Stanzik, what are you laughing at? I hear you cackling back there.
Well, I'm just laughing at how bold Levitard is. It's not even, he hasn't even gotten married yet. It's a pre-wedding honeymoon. It's unheard of.
Simmons, how do you feel about that? The honeymoon before the wedding. How do you feel about that?
I'm the levels are whipped. I don't know how high it goes, but it's high. It's way, way high.
But it's totally, you know, listen, Dan's one of your good friends, though. I mean, it's totally on brand for Levitard, though, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, for the job that he has, especially because the wedding hasn't even happened yet, you would think he would say, hey, let's get married now. Let me get through this really busy sports season. People care about my takes. I really care about the content and the world we're in with all these different sports. And then February, when things calm down, that's when we'll do our honeymoon. No. Levitard's like, how can we time this for the start of the NBA, the World Series, and a crucial part of the NFL season? How about this three-week sweet spot right here?
Don't leave out college football.
In college football.
He's going to come back. He's going to come back wanting to talk about NBA in China, too.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, we have all, the entire staff, we have predictions of what Levitard's going to leave with. I think he comes back Friday, okay? And I'm telling you right now, China NBA is like a million to one, okay?
1 million to 1. It's like 3 to 2.
I'm sorry. I got my odds wrong. You're right. It's actually 2 to 5.
China just calmed down, and Levitard's going to be coming off the top rope.
Yes.
Out of breath.
Yes, yes.
Just fired up. Yes. Hold on. Hold on. I have a China tank. I have some gasoline to throw in this almost out fire. Here it is. Here's my tank.
Right. It's towards the end of the night. The campfire's dying down, and Levitard off the top rope with some gasoline. You're so right, Phil.
Yeah. I mean, in his defense, he probably doesn't even know about it. There's no way he's even looked at the internet, a newspaper.
Bill, I've received one text from him since he's been gone. One text. And that text was, because he knew I was going up to Bristol last week, and that text was, make sure Mike Golic Sr. massages your glutes. That's it.
You know, I saw that on the internet. I decided not to click on it. I think it was a good idea not to click on it.
Yes. Well, very heady play by you.
Thank you.
So listen, with Dan, so I'm like, you hear me and you feel like I sound sad, because I got to be honest with you. I've never felt happier. I mean.
Well, you're basically, it's the Eyes Wide Shut party of sports radio. You just like put a mask on. You don't know who you're going to end up with every night. It's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't blame you for being delighted by it. I heard, I actually was driving my kids to school the other day and you had Mina on. And, you know, when Levitard's not there, obviously it's like letting the bull out of the barn. And you're pretending you would listen to the ESPN Daily podcast, and I was dying. Because there was just no way. And if Levitard was there, he just would have immediately called you out on, there's no way in hell you listen to this. But you were just allowed to just take these lies and expound on them and tell me any of your favorite parts. Meanwhile, you hadn't heard like 1 second of it. I liked your idea for the nightly, but I actually...
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
I actually think there's a better version where you actually compete with the Daily, but it's like an 80-second podcast.
So, well, what I'm thinking for, I'm glad you brought up the Nightly, because it's 10 stories in 10 minutes. I think Stanzik and I are going to try to put this together, but I don't have to say much. So, like, I will attack the Tom Brady story. I'll set it up, you know, quick 10-second setup, play the Schefter sound, play the Brady sound from WEEI, and then give a quick take, Tom Brady's leaving, and then... on to the next story. It's a good idea, right? 10 stories, 10 minutes. I don't say a word.
That's it? Well, why can't it be 10 stories in 90 seconds?
Oh, you want them faster, Simmons?
Okay. Yeah, you're just like Tom Brady, Kraft, wow. And okay. Then it's like the next story.
Okay, Stanzik, let's get on this. All right. This is why I run all things a podcast by Bill Simmons, because he's better at this than all of us. But there it is. It's now 10 stories in 90 seconds. I love
that. Well, everyone says the Daily succeeds because it's the podcast for people who don't have, you know, a week to figure out what's going on in Syria. Here's the Daily in 18 minutes, right, breaking it down for you. Nobody's gone to the next level and just said, here's the most surface knowledge you could possibly ever need on these subjects. Right. The Dallas Cowboys, Prescott, look good, back, contract, maybe. They almost like those old Joe Piscopo SNL sketches from way back.
Yes.
Maybe that should be the podcast. You just doing the Piscopo.
I love that. I'm going to get this done. And listen, Bill, I'm going to send it to you first before we go to air with it, and you'll tell me if it's actually good or not, okay?
Great. I like it. Well, you know, I like the one when you rattle off all the things with the beeps.
Oh, the weekend observations?
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Okay, so you're thinking something like that, just quick hits, and, you know, like the week before, I might have one opinion on something like the Cowboys are done, but the next week the Cowboys are back, is what you're saying.
Dwight Howard, skinny. And then you just go to the next thing.
Zion Williamson, injury concern. Next.
Zion Williamson, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It's just 80 seconds. You blow through 20 stories, 5 seconds apiece, and you're out. Okay.
Well, Stanzik, you know what he's doing now? Now it's gone from 10 stories in 90 seconds to 20 stories in 80 seconds. I mean, we are...
I know. You got to be efficient with your words, and that's, you know, not really your style.
Sam Darnold, ghost. Oh, no.
Sam Darnold spooked.
Well, let's stay right there, because you have demons in the attic, even though you've won 3 million championships since 2001.
Right.
You have demons in the attic, and it was a tough 24 hours for Sam Darnold. Four interceptions, one fumble. They got blown out. He saw a ghost. He got a nail pulled out of his toe. A rough 24 hours for my quarterback, who I don't know if he's my quarterback for much longer. What the hell is going on, Bill?
The Jets fans are way too confident. They should be much more suspicious of any good fortune at all. I felt like after the Dallas, This is kind of what makes the Jets fans great, though, is they love to talk about how beaten down and, you know, how hard they've had it, and they don't believe in anything, and the hope's been beaten out of them. But, like, one good thing happens, and you're just back.
Yeah.
And with the chest out, which Red Sox fans were like this, too, for 80 years.
Right.
And then the crazy thing was just nobody saw the Monday night game coming. Even me, I thought the Jets were going to hang. I was really impressed by the Jets against Dallas, and then the DNA just wins out, and Darnold completely falls apart. I actually thought the coach felt like that was malpractice a little bit by the coach, because once your QB has deer in the headlights like that, you can only do more damage. You're not going to play yourself out of that once you pass a certain point. That I didn't get that. I think Gase is.
You would have taken him out?
Yeah.
Did you say he's a psycho?
Gase looks like Nicholson in, like, the last hour of The Shining. Like, he just looks like he's staring at a maze. Doesn't he? Like, he just has a crazy look on his face.
Like, he has just seen twin dead girls on little scooters pedaling away.
Like, talk about ghosts. The ghosts are just talking to him about the hotel. That's, the look he has.
Right. Do you believe in ghosts, Bill? Do you believe in ghosts?
Look, the Boston teams, we haven't won a title now for like 8 months.
I know. You okay? I mean,
it's been rough. You know, we had to get Sanu.
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
Right.
Sanu, by the way, if you watch the sounds of the game from the Super Bowl against Atlanta, mm-hmm. Sanu's talking a lot of trash in the first three quarters. A lot of trash.
I know.
Now he's crawling in New England for a ring. Don't think I didn't remember.
Will it count in your personal record book as a ring if he wins one?
Oh, yeah.
It should.
Oh, yeah. But the Darnold thing, didn't you feel like if that was your kid, wouldn't you want to, like if you were his father watching that, you would have wanted him to come out with like 2 minutes left in the third quarter?
Yes, 100%. Because, right, you don't want to wreck his confidence. And right, if my kid tells me she's seeing ghosts, I'm going to do something to protect her, you know?
Here's the other thing. Maybe somebody else made this point already, but you're playing the Patriots. Patriots have a really great defense. And I think people who are just saying, like, oh, it's just because of the schedule so far, like, they're not watching the games. The secondary is all-time great.
Yes.
Nobody can throw on us.
Mm-hmm.
And to agree to have Darnold mic'd up in this game was crazy. Like, Le'Veon Bell always does well against the Pats. That's the guy I would have had mic'd up. You know, and even on Monday night, I felt like if they had just been super conservative and just done a lot of runs with Bell and screens to him and stuff like that, I think they could have hung around. But what I wouldn't have done is mic'd up my young QB who might fall apart during the game, which is exactly what happened.
Yes, it is. I would have mic'd up Brady, and all you would have heard was cackling, just laughing,
right.
just laughing at laughing at the Jets. What do you make of this news here? So Adam Schefter came out on Bill Simmons with us. Check him out, the Bill Simmons podcast, theringer.com. So Schefter came out Monday Night Football with some speculation, but attached facts to it that Brady has sold his house, that Guerrero has sold his house, that Brady can opt out of the final. Well, he can void the contract at the end of the year and either retire or go elsewhere. Brady responded to it on WEEI. He did say no, Bill, and I think that has Patriot fans concerned. So what do you make of all this?
He's 42, and, you know, we've been playing with house money for a while. If he wants to leave, he wants to leave. I personally think he cares more about the legacy of staying with one team his entire career. Like, some guys care about it. Like Kobe Bryant cared about it.
Sure.
But
Montana did not. So, I mean, it's happened with other Montana legends.
Montana didn't have a choice.
Yeah, you're right.
They got rid of him.
Yeah, they got traded to the Chiefs. Right.
They picked Steve Young. They thought Montana was shot, and they had Steve Young, and they wanted to play him. Mm-hmm. I think most of the time, it usually works out where the guy leaves and has that one last terrible season that nobody remembers. I always used to have a joke about throwback jerseys for the seasons we pretend never happened, like the Emmitt Smith Cardinals jersey and all those things.
Right.
I don't see Brady, like, you know, being the Jacksonville Jags quarterback for his last year or whatever. It doesn't make sense. He doesn't need it.
All right, but help me out. I just want you to hear out my hypothetical here, okay? There was obviously tension within that organization. Belichick wanted to go to Garoppolo. Kraft said, over my dead body, Tom stays here as long as he wants to. I think Brady thinks that Belichick thinks that he's the reason they've won all these Super Bowls. So Belichick thinks that. Brady knows he thinks that. Brady thinks he's the reason that they've won all the Super Bowls. And so therefore, he wants to go elsewhere with Gronk, who he's told to take a year off the rest of the body. And it's going to be him, Gronk, and Dr. Guerrero, who's the real MVP in all of this. Okay. And those three are going to go elsewhere just to stick it to Belichick. And I like Bill, let's try this. If Tom Brady calls Jerry Jones at the end of the season, season's over, he calls Jerry and says, I'm coming with Dr. Guerrero. Get rid of Dak. What do you think Jerry does?
This team keeps Dak. Dak's like 20 years younger.
Damn. Okay. Where's the place I could put him where you're like, okay, that's realistic? Is it Vrabel in Tennessee? Is it Patricia in Detroit? Like, where could I put him where you'll be like, okay, I think you're onto something here? Because you love the hypothetical.
Yeah,
what if it's San Francisco?
It would only be the Rams.
Oh, wow. That's a good one, Bill. So you have him. You have
in L.A. It's a lifestyle move at that point. He would be going to a city where he could blend in.
Okay. I love that.
Celebrity. And the Rams, if, like, you know, Goff continues his pace of, you know, a fumble and a pick in every game and goes 6-10. but even then, I mean, his contract is so prohibitive, it's not even realistic. I don't know. I don't think there's a team.
Okay. So
Miami, maybe, but they'd have to rebuild, you know?
Yeah, I don't see it.
I really don't see. I don't see the team. I don't see the city. I don't see the match. I think it's way more likely he would just retire.
All right. Maybe Chicago because they have a good defense. Maybe.
Wow. Trubisky, he needs a couple more years. He might come around.
Right. Yeah, but we're talking about Brady. Brady's picking up the phone.
There's so much potential there. Potential with Mitch.
No, Tom, we're going to give Mitch a couple more years. We'll pass.
I mean, we got to see this out. Mitch, that week 8 game last year, he was throwing darts.
Mitch. But tell me, you would love this. At least, like, just go down this path with me. He calls the Niners. He says, I'm coming to play quarterback. Garoppolo goes back to New England. He plays for Belichick. The Niners with Brady versus the Patriots with Belichick and Garoppolo in a Super Bowl would be the highest rated Super Bowl in the history of the highest rated game. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Irony is I like Brissett more than Garoppolo. I think Brissett's really good.
He's really good.
They traded him for Dorsett and then traded Garoppolo after Brissett. And that was the move. I don't know what happened with the Garoppolo thing. We'll probably never know, but. Right. The one part that doesn't add up is why they traded Brissett, allegedly knowing that eventually they were also going to trade Jimmy G. That's why it felt like the Jimmy G part of it just feels sudden, because if you knew you were going to trade him, then you wouldn't trade Brissett.
Yeah, it's amazing because my entire life I've been a Jet fan. I can't find one f-ing quarterback. You guys had three starters on your team.
I know.
On one team, man. As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out, very, very hard, especially if your FICO score isn't great. Thankfully now, there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score. It offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high interest rate credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO scores when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart makes it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in just a few minutes without affecting your credit score. That's a very important part right there. The best part, once the loan is approved, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day, over 200,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their wedding, or to make a large purchase. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/stew to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/stew. Do it today. Upstart.com/stew. All right. I want to shift to the NBA. I know you're short on time here. So let's start with Zion Williamson, because I think we were all bummed out. Bill, I was making the point there are certain players in sports, regardless of what team you're a fan of, that just, you know, we all want to see succeed and we all want to watch. And I was a bit bummed that we didn't get a chance to see Zion Williamson in the regular season opener. Do you have concerns there? Like, where are you with Zion? Are you concerned about his health? Because sometimes this happens with the big men. So
constantly concerned. I did Sal's gambling podcast last week, and we talked about rookie of the year odds, and we had a whole discussion about how this was the year to bet long shots because Zion was a pretty prohibitive favorite. But his style of play is just so dangerous. I was concerned. It reminded me, you know, Blake Griffin 2009, 2010. And Blake missed his whole rookie season. But when somebody is just up in the air that high, in traffic with feet and legs around and things like that, and then you look at his body, he just doesn't look like any human being any of us have ever seen.
Yeah.
So I had concerns, you know, and, it can manifest in different ways. Like with Greg Oden, he was already banged up heading into the pros. If you watched him walk, it just made you nervous. Like, oh, man, that guy doesn't look like he's meant to run up and down a basketball court. Mm-hmm. And I think the fear with taking him over Durant was that Durant was a sure thing, and Oden, you know, who knew? Maybe he'll get injured. I do think that's there with Zion. I don't think that's like super negative or turning the punch bowl to say like there's some risk. There's risk in the way he plays. There's risk in how big his body is now and what's going to happen. With that said, I think he's incredible, and you know he absolutely should have been the number one pick. I think he is the most NBA ready superstar I've seen come into the league in a long time. And it's a bummer. I really just wanted to see him. I thought he was going to get hurt. I thought at least we'd get a few weeks of regular season stuff out of him. They're on TV last night, and it was just a bummer. Yeah. I was ready. The preseason, he had some phenomenal plays, and it really looked like they had designed this offense to have him rolling toward the basket as much as possible. But, you know, the big winner is Miami and Memphis, because Memphis has Morant, who's going to be great, and will probably win Rookie of the Year now. And then Miami has Tyler Herro, who's my favorite rookie in the draft other than Thibault. Tyler Herro's for real. What a great pick that was.
It was.
Pat Riley, doing it again.
Yep. Listen, there a lot of people like them in the East, Bill. Like, a lot of people think they can be a 3 or 4 seed. I think that's a little bit high for them, but a lot of people feel like they're a very good team in an Eastern Conference that's not as strong as it was last year, I guess.
I'm one of them. I have money on Miami. I bet on them to win the division. I bet on their over. Nice. I picked them to make the Eastern Finals.
Wow.
And I think what's interesting about their team is I think they're already good, but I also think they have trades that they can make. They have some good salary stuff. They can They can get to like 30-plus million in expirings. They can get Chris Paul. They can get Kyle Lowry. They can get Kevin Love. Like, name any player who makes a lot of money, they can go get them with the contracts they have. So I actually think they're the kind of the trade machine team to watch. If you're going to say what team is going to get put in the ESPN trade machine the most, I would say it's Miami.
You would say the Heat. Check out the Bill Simmons podcast, theringer.com as well. What'd you make of Jordan saying Curry's not a Hall of Famer yet? First off, I am good with Jordan being the gatekeeper on who gets into that Hall of Fame and who doesn't, because Bill Self's in there. So what'd you make of him saying, like, there's no rhyme or reason to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Steph Curry, not a Hall of Famer yet. We all know he's a Hall of Famer, Bill.
It is ludicrous. I don't like when the old guys comment on the young guys. They end up doing this whole...
He's salty.
You know, try to pee on them, the younger generation thing.
Bill, he's won 3 titles and 2 MVPs, I think.
He was a Hall of Famer after the second MVP. You know, he really was.
I know.
I mean, Mitch Richmond is in the Hall of Fame. Antoine Jameson's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Joe Dumars is in the Hall of Fame.
I know.
There's some really sketchy Hall of Famers, guys who are good players but are not Hall of Famers. I just think you and I are old school. Like, you know, when we were growing up, it actually meant something to make the Hall of Fame.
I know.
It was kind of the old eye test before the nerds got involved.
Simmons, I think you have a shot at the Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm serious. Contributor.
I'm mad I'm not in yet.
I'm shocked you're not in yet either now that I'm thinking about it.
What else do I need to do?
I mean, you wrote the book of basketball. I mean,
Jesus Christ. God, 30 for 30? Grantland? Come on.
Induction speech?
20 years of columns? I should be in.
Stanzi, you know what I'm thinking here. I want to make that speech that gets Simmons into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'll start writing it, Stu. Don't worry.
Stanzi, he is deserving as a contributor to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame, is he not?
Yeah, I mean, based on the other people that get that award, I don't see why not.
Yes. Simmons, I want to make this happen.
Introducing Bill Simmons, Stu Gott.
Oh, God.
Who would introduce you? Who would introduce you, though?
Stu Gott, you just go out and roast me for like 10 minutes.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You would.
I would. I'm joking. Yeah, I make fun of the demons. Who would introduce you into the Hall of Fame? Would it be? Let's see. I want to think. Would it be Sal? Would it be your dad? Would it be? It wouldn't be Levitard. He'd foul the whole thing up.
Levitard probably doesn't even know there is a Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm never getting in because I blew it up in my book. I mean, that's the real, let's be honest. My entire 700-page best-selling basketball book was built around the premise that the Basketball Hall of Fame was awful, and I blew it up in the book. So I don't know if I'm getting in. I don't think it's happening.
Really not a contribution at all, Bill.
I don't think they'll consider that a contribution.
All right, quick NBA, I get you out of here. Would you take the Lakers and Clippers or the field to win the NBA title?
So this is an actual bet, or it was before the season. You could have all the California teams, or you could have the other 26 teams. And it was, I think, the Clippers were, the California teams were like minus 125, something like that. Right. I would personally rather have all the other teams. I don't think the Lakers will win the title. I think the Clippers was the team that I picked to win the title, but who knows what could happen with them. Mm-hmm. And there's so much unpredictability. I think it plays out like last year. Nobody would have predicted Toronto last year.
No.
You know? And no. I think... You don't know. There's going to be some key trade. I think everybody's sleeping on at least the potential of Houston. I think Denver and Utah are going to be really good. I think Philly's going to be great.
So do I.
I really am buying Philly stock. I think their over-under, I think, was like 54, something like that. I think that was way too low.
Yeah, I think it's 55, but yeah, it's still low.
Well, now, right? Yeah, it ended up at 55, but it was 54 for a while, and then it was 54.5, and it's like that team is so talented. And on top of that, defensively, they can put out lineups that just are lockdown lineups that are really a problem.
Yeah, they're good. Is Al Horford dead to you, or what? How does that work? Is Al Horford dead to you? I mean,
no, we never won anything with him.
All right.
Felt like he was getting on in years. A lot of stories about him with big ice packs on his knees after his game, after games, stuff like that. I'm doing the thing where the scorned sports fan thing, when the guy leaves, you're like, he's going to break down anyway.
Yeah, I know what you're doing, Bill. I'm familiar with it. I know.
Yeah, you know. You've played this game.
I've played it my entire life.
Made a career on it.
Yeah. When LeBron left Miami.
He's washed.
My dogs are going nuts here. Yeah, when LeBron left Miami, you just turned on him immediately. It was like Michael Corleone in Godfather 2.
Yeah, that's how we roll as fans, man. All right, and Celtics, real quick, give us what are your thoughts here? Because I think, listen, this is a breakout year for Jason Tatum. It has to be a breakout year for Jason Tatum. But I actually like your team, Bill. I mean, I don't know if you like the fact that I like your team, but I think this is the team that got to the Eastern Finals without Kyrie Irving, except they have a Gordon Hayward who's healthy, and you know, a Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum who are 2 years older. So I kind of like your team, man.
No Al Horford.
Right.
I think it's a difference, but I also like the team. Stevens, you know, they won 49 games last year.
I know.
They got rid of Kyrie, who is a cancer with a K. Yep. And Horford's going to hurt, but at the same time, he was, you know, hitting his mid-30s. Mm-hmm. He was somebody that was only really playing 29, 30 minutes a game.
Right.
And I think they can replace the production game. But I like the team. I think offensively they're going to be really good. Hayward, all the stuff has been really encouraging. I think we'll see it this first week. I think he's back to where he was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Tatum, I think the World Championships were great for him. And I think they have some good young guys, like as random bench guys, like Carson Edwards, people like that, who are actually going to be able to come in and affect games. So I have them in Miami as the two teams that I think – are kind of right underneath Philly, Milwaukee, potentially as a 3 seed.
Agreed. And,
but more importantly, Kyrie's not on the team. That's really, like, it's already a win. We haven't even started the season yet, but we don't have to deal with his freaking weird.
Right. As long as he doesn't win
to the media and him not playing defense and all the moody stuff and all the stuff that he does. So thank God. Yeah.
Not salty at all, Bill. And yeah, you're right. I mean, listen, as long as Kyrie doesn't win, if Kyrie doesn't win, it will feel like you've won a championship. So you have that going for you. You know?
Yeah, I have the Lakers to root against, I have Brooklyn to root against, and I have the Celtics to root for. So I feel like I have three teams.
All right.
And I can't wait to talk to Lebatard when he returns in December from Aruba.
We are wondering if he'll ever be back. Real quick, Ben Simmons, over under, 16.5 threes. Over under, Bill.
I saw that. I would have guessed it was like 3.5.
He hit one.
So I'm going way under. I don't think he shoots threes at all this season unless it's like end of the shot clock stuff.
Okay. I mean, he hit one in the preseason, and the Sixers bench acted like they won a championship. It was funny to watch. And last thing for you on the way out, give me some good news of the Knicks. They're going to be good this year, better than people think, or they're going to be dreadful?
I think they're going to be bad.
Oh, thanks. Okay, perfect.
I don't like the roster.
I don't like all the players. They
spend all these money on these guys who are all redundant and do all the same things, and you can't play them together. I just didn't understand it.
All right.
I mean, you have a Morris brother, you have Taj Gibson, and you have Bobby Portis. What's the point of that?
A Morris brother.
We'd win a fight.
No, this was plan B, Bill. I mean, this was their plan B.
It's, you have three guys who can't play together, and they're like, here they are. Here are your New York Knicks.
I'm so f***ing tired of this.
Oh, my God. I feel bad. I have a lot of Knicks fans, friends, and they just want the team to be, like, you know,
competent,
entertaining.
Yeah, just not an embarrassment.
They're not asking for 60 wins, but
just a playoff.
At least like a fun season. I like RJ though. I think ultimately RJ's a keeper. Randall. Oh, we forgot to mention Randall in the redundancy thing. But I like Randall. I wish they had just signed Randall and not gotten any of the other guys.
Just draft Barrett and sign Julius Randall.
Yeah, and then keep all your cap space open for OKC in 3 months, panicking that they can't get rid of Chris Paul and he's trying to get out of there. Then you're like, all right, we'll take Chris Paul for nothing. Sure.
But guys don't want to go there, man. They just don't want to play.
They don't.
It's weird.
Well, it was telling that DeAndre Jordan was there for 2.5 months, obviously super close to Kyrie and KD. And by the end of it, all of a sudden those guys don't want any part of the Knicks. That's not a good sign.
No, it's not. All right, buddy. Simmons, I'm in a bad place right now, not because of Levitar, just the Jets, the Knicks, the same old shit. The Mets looking for a manager. I mean, it's a fucking disaster, my team. So,
you got Pete Alonso, though.
Yeah, well, yes, we do. We have Pete Alonso. You
have a home run hitter that everybody loves, so one good thing happened.
Yes, well, yes, Pete Alonso is what happened. Everything else is a mess. And meanwhile, I mean, your quarter, if I told you 10 years ago we put together a second Hall of Fame career, you would have laughed me out of the room. And here he is putting together a second Hall of Fame career. I f***ing hate them, Bill. Okay? I really do.
It was great talking to you. Thanks for having me.
By the way, Brady, totally, that whole scene he shot with Netflix, Paul Rudd, that was totally a shot at Bob Kraft, no?
It was a rare misfire by him.
Get out of here, Simmons.
He's such a careful guy. Usually he has outs. He didn't really have any outs with this one. It was just weird. It was a weird choice. I don't know why he did it. There was no real explanation for it. It was weird.
Maybe he didn't want an out because he's getting out because he's going to Tennessee with Mike Vrabel, Dr. Guerrero, and Rob Gronkowski. Okay, that's where
a way to end it with the Tennessee Titans, a team with no history. Let's do it.
How about the next coach of Michigan? How about that? You think maybe?
That's now you're talking.
There we go.
Now you're starting to talk. Now you can talk me into that one. I like that one.
All right, good. Last thing. If they're going to build a statue from anyone from this, you know, this tremendous team, this Patriots team, if they're going to build a statue outside of Gillette, and I tell you they can only build one statue because that's all they have in the budget, would it be for Brady, Belichick, or Guerrero?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Why don't you target your attention to some certain basketball players that stopped by Miami for a couple years instead of defaming the great Tom Brady.
But come on, a statue of Guerrero would be funny outside of Gillette, no?
That would be great.
Thank you.
Okay. You just got a stopwatch and some holding some mysterious bag.
All right. I've taken up too much of your time. We appreciate your time as always. The Bill Simmons Podcast, check it out. TheRinger.com, check it out. Say hi to Russillo for us, man. We miss him.
All right. Say hi to everybody for me. Thank you.
All right. I'll see you at Levitard's wedding, I think.
All right. Yeah. Bye.
Stupidity.
Hey, check out our brand new podcast, ESPN Daily, hosted by Mina Kimes, our friend. We love her. Monday through Friday, she takes a look at the most interesting stories at ESPN in just 20 minutes. That's right in my comfort zone, by the way, 20 minutes or less. Listen and subscribe now to ESPN Daily, wherever you find your podcast. And listen, keep your ears open for the nightly. Starring me.
Stupidity.
All right, let's talk about ZipRecruiter for a minute here. Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified candidates. So he switched to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan posted a job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants. So he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that's how Dylan found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is so effective for businesses of all sizes? Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod, StuPod. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So, Stanzik, we are going to do here for Stupidity our first ever NBA preview. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. I'm excited for this. How are we going to break it down?
Well, we're taping this on a Tuesday. It should be noted.
Okay.
The NBA season is technically, well, it starts tonight, but by the time people are hearing this, it will have already started.
Wait, so our NBA preview is going to air on the third night of the NBA season?
That's correct.
Perfect. Stupidity! All right, I want everyone to be very clear. Stanzik is forcing me into an NBA preview. I have no earthly idea where the f*** this is going. It better be good, though.
We know that Anthony Davis is a Laker. We know that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are Clippers. But do you know where some other familiar names will be playing this season? Oh, do you play fantasy basketball?
I do play fantasy basketball.
It's a huge advantage, I'll tell you that right now.
I do play fantasy basketball. I had my draft this past week, so I should be prepared for this, but I'm probably not.
Okay.
All right.
Do you know which team Evan Turner plays for?
Oh, shit. Evan Turner. Wow. Evan Turner. The Blazers? What?
He plays for the Hawks. He was on the Blazers. He was on the Blazers last year. That's a good guess.
All right. Atlanta Hawks? Really? Evan Turner? Finally get some minutes there. Maybe live up to the expectations. That guy's been terrible, no?
Yeah, number two pick, 2010, I want to say.
I mean, the Atlanta Hawks, that's where careers get revived. Either that or they go to die.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Anyway, all right, so Evan Turner is an Atlanta Hawk. Is he starting there?
No, I believe he's the backup point guard, which is even more weird. But
wait, he's the backup to Trae Young?
That's correct.
How about me now with Trae Young?
Well, that's not, come on.
Name another Hawk besides Evan Turner. Go ahead, I dare you.
Kevin Huerter.
Oh, real? Wow, yeah. Three-point shooter.
Yeah, John Collins. Come on, you're asking the wrong guy.
I thought John Collins was traded.
No, still a Hawk.
Still there. All right, I guess if he was traded, Evan Turner would start, maybe.
Do you know which team Trevor Ariza plays for?
Trevor Ariza. He was a Phoenix Sun. He was a Houston Rocket. He was on the Wizards. Trevor Ariza's been in a lot of places. He's a journeyman. Is it fair to say he's a journeyman?
It is fair to say he's a journeyman. I think you're stalling so you can look this up.
There's no question about it. All right, I won't look him up, Stanzik. I won't look him up. That's not fair to you. We're taking this game way too seriously.
I know.
Okay?
You really want to win.
All right, Trevor Ariza. Where is he? Trevor Ariza. Shit, man. I have no idea. He's not a Phoenix Sun, obviously, or else you wouldn't be asking me. That's where he was last year, right?
That's correct.
All right, I'm going to go Minnesota Timberwolves. What?
He's on the Kings.
No way.
Sure is.
Starting?
No.
I'll say it right now, since we're doing an NBA preview, the Kings are my surprise team.
Wow.
The Kings are going to make the playoffs. I think the Kings can make a little run in the playoffs once they get there. I love Buddy Hield. I love De'Aaron Fox. But here's the guy I love the most. Marvin Bagley III. Or is it the second? I have no idea. Either way, that dude's going to be an all-star. He is good. I have the Kings as a 5 seed in the West. How about that?
Whoa.
You like that, huh?
Is it the third or is it the second for Bagley?
I don't know. Let's check it out. He's going to be good, though. You know, they got rid of Willie Cauley-Stein. It is the third, right?
Yeah.
And they got, listen, no one knows more about the Kings than me. They got Bogdanovich. Try saying that one, okay?
I know.
He comes off the bench. De'Aaron Fox, I mentioned him. I am a Kings expert. And listen, it's going to be interesting. They're going to be a fun team to watch. The question is, will Vlade Divac be able to see them play through all the smoke that's coming out of his mouth?
All right, you
stupid I am.
You should get this next one. JJ Redick plays for
JJ Sixers. Duh. What? Get out of here. What?
He's on the Pelicans.
He is?
Yes.
The Pels?
Yeah.
I mean, every single player who has played at Duke University is now in the Pelicans. It's weird.
That's what they're doing. They're collecting Dukies. I'm surprised Dickie V is not the coach. speaking of Dukies, Seth Curry.
Ooh, Seth Curry, Seth Curry, Seth Curry. Unfortunately for him, the brother of Steph Curry.
That's gotta I think that helped him.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, like, you know, Dell and Mrs. Curry, they were giving this whole song and dance. Like, they had, you remember last year in the Western Conference Finals, they had a Steph jersey on and a Seth jersey on?
That's right.
I mean, come like, they weren't paying attention to Seth.
I'm telling you, I think a lot more people gave him a chance because his brother Steph.
Listen, that's parenting 101.
He also
okay?
married Doc Rivers' daughter.
Listen, it's, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Clipper?
How about that?
Is he a Clipper? A little nepotism? I mean, Doc, put that past Doc. I mean,
it's a good point.
He's not a Clipper, though?
No, he's on the Mavs.
If they were married, do you think he'd be a Clipper?
Maybe.
Wait, so listen, I just want to tell you something. Marriage 101, okay? They'll say, oh, I love my kids equally, okay? I am telling you right now, that Curry jersey, the Seth Curry Blazers jersey was worn just for equal time. Okay. Just to give the appearance of Seth. Hey, Seth, we still care about you, but I am reporting exclusively that the Currys care more about Steph than they do Seth.
All right. Who do you care more about?
Terrible thing to say.
Rachel or Emma?
Let's make sure they're not home. Emma. Love you, Rachel. Vinny.
All right. What about
the only son I got?
What about Derrick Rose?
Oh, Derrick Rose. Wow, Derrick Rose. Where the hell could he be now? Bulls, Knicks. No, he's not there. You wouldn't be asking me. Where was he last year? Timberwolves. But
that's where he was last year. He's on the Pistons now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I got nothing
That's
else.
That's it. Just a wow.
Yes. And also, listen, when we get to athletes that connote things you find in your garden, boom. We've done that already.
We have. I think yes. Trey Flowers.
Yeah, very good.
Tyson Chandler.
Oh, what? He's still playing?
He is.
Still in the league.
Yeah.
Still in the association.
Oh, brutal.
Tyson Chandler. Here, Finney? He heard me talking about him.
Sure
how about that?
Your son. Yeah.
He is either looking for a little rub on the tummy because he's my favorite, or he's upset I said Emma. I don't know which one. All right, Tyson Chandler, Chicago Bull. Remember that? Remember that Curry and Chandler back when big men meant something?
That's right.
Right. Those two stunk. I shouldn't say Tyson. Tyson Chandler's had a very productive career.
Yeah, we all signed up with the Mavs. Yeah, he was great with the Knicks. I loved him as a Knicks.
Defensive player of the year, I think, one or 2 years. I mean, we would all sign up for Tyson Chandler.
He was defensive player of the year and also only second team all defense that same season. Explain that one to me.
Amazing. He did all that. He still didn't live up to expectations. So he's still hanging around.
He is.
All right. I'm going to put him, I have no idea where Tyson Chandler is, dude. You're not letting me look it up.
No.
Jeez, Tyson Chandler. A Knick? Damn.
Former Knick. He's on the Rockets.
Wow. Rockets. Is he going to get playing time there? Capella there.
Yeah, unlikely.
Okay, so it's James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Clint Capella, and
Tucker and Eric Gordon.
Eric Gordon and Tyson Chandler. Yeah. And just in case Capella gets hurt. And Trevor Ariza was there. He was the missing piece, and they let the missing piece leave, and they haven't been the same since. How about that?
There you go. Kent Bazemore.
Ooh, Kent Bazemore. He's a Hawk, no? What? Get out of here.
He's on the Blazers.
He is?
Yes.
Yeah, he replaced Seth Curry.
I would say he replaced Evan Turner, but that works too.
Okay. Have I gotten one right?
No, you're 0-for so far.
This is our NBA preview here on Stupidity. Go ahead, Stanzik.
You should get this one right. Danilo Gallinari.
Time out, Stanzik. You've said that about every single person.
I know. Yeah, well, some of them I thought were more obvious than others. Danilo Gallinari, you should get.
All right. He was with the Clippers. Doc let him go because he's not a member of the Rivers family. So they got Kawhi, they got Paul George. His last name is not River. He's not dating a Rivers. Where could he possibly? Oh, Stanzik, you're gonna get mad. And I can't believe it took me 5 minutes considering I had my draft last night, but I drafted him, so I know where he plays.
Oh my god,
I know where he plays. Oklahoma City, baby. Yeah!
Look at you. Welcome to the game.
22 points a game he'll average there. I think that. Man, who else is there? There's no one else there. Everyone left. Everyone fled.
Gilgeous Alexander, Chris Paul's there. CP3.
Look at you flexing your thunder knowledge.
Yeah, whatever.
Jesus. I mean, teams that connote storms.
The Seattle Storm.
LA. Lightning.
Ricky Rubio.
Oh, wow. He was a T-Wolf.
He was.
Mike Conley is now the point guard there.
No, he's on the Jazz. Rubio was also on the Jazz, though. You missed the stop.
Okay. That's what I meant. The Jazz, teams that connote music. I'm sorry. I keep doing that, man. I'm not, though. So Rubio's with the Jazz, but Mike Conley's on the Jazz, so that means no more room for Rubio. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, I'm flexing my Jazz knowledge and buying time to give you an answer. Ricky Rubio, where do guys who are on the Jazz go when they're no longer part of the Utah Jazz? That's a ridiculous question I'm asking myself because there is no definitive answer. Ricky Rubio, Phoenix Suns? Wow! Stanzik, pure guess.
That's good.
Did not look that up.
I'm impressed that you try to like chalk your way through all of these. If I didn't know, I'd just be guessing random teams.
You don't want me talking it through? I mean, that's how I do stuff.
No. Do your thing. You're there's a method to your madness.
Okay.
Nikola Mirotic.
Ooh, Mirotic. Do you say it's a Mirotic or Mirotic?
Mirotic.
Okay. Nikola. Now, this isn't the Nikola Vucevic.
No, Vucevic. He's on the Magic.
The Russian.
He's actually born in America.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. The American.
Yeah.
Stupid. He's not Russian.
He's got an Eastern European name.
Yeah, I think, okay. So who are you asking me about? Nikola Mirotic.
Yeah.
Chicago Bull. He went to Oklahoma City. He was actually pretty good in Oklahoma City. Pacers. Oh, wow. Am I close?
No.
Really? Where is he?
He's no longer in the NBA.
You're an asshole. You know that.
He plays for FC Barcelona. I stand corrected on Nikola Vucevic, by the way. It looks like he was born in Switzerland. He went to high school in California.
But still not a Russian.
Nothing to do with Russia.
What do you call people from Switzerland?
And you know what? His nationality is Montenegrin.
Really? The Montenegrin?
Yeah. He's Serbian. Serbian.
Ah, the Serbian. How about that?
Yeah.
So he's not the Russian. He's not the American. He's not the Montenegrin, whatever you just said. He's the Serbian.
Yeah, back to the Americans. How about Jeremy Lamb?
Jeremy Lamb. I had him on my fantasy team last year. I did. I had him last year. He was a good player last year. He was on Charlotte last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is gone. He's no longer with Charlotte. That's obvious. Is Marvin Williams still hanging around the Hornets, by the way?
He is.
Okay. That guy.
I know. Jesus. Number two overall pick, I think.
Yeah, you talk about disappointment.
I
Jesus
know.
Christ.
Yeah.
There's a Zeller always in Charlotte.
Yeah, there's a Zeller. There's a Zeller or a Plumlee pretty much anywhere.
Yep. And there will be for the remainder of time.
Yes.
Like, as long as they're playing basketball, there will be a Zeller and a Plumlee somewhere in the association. I keep saying the association.
I know. You're such a jerk.
All right. Where are we? Who?
We're Jeremy Lamb.
Jeremy Lamb. Where did he go? So Lamb was with Charlotte. Oh, where did I see him pop up? Oh, Stanzik, you're going to get mad. I think I know. Indiana Pacers. How about that? I mean, that guy's going to get a ton of minutes right until Victor Oladipo comes back. Amazing. Enjoy your minutes while you have them, Lamb. Preview.
What about Jared Dudley?
Oh, Dudley. God, he's still hanging around. I thought he'd be a member of the media by now.
I know. Soon enough.
I mean, no one critiques LeBron. No one has fewer credentials and critiques LeBron more than Dudley, except for me. is he related to Chris Dudley?
No.
Went to Yale. This is our NBA preview. All right, where's Jared Dudley? FS1? He's not there?
Nice.
Yahoo?
He's on the Lakers.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so he's critiqued LeBron to his face. How about that?
I know.
I bet you he won't. How do I know? Because I wouldn't. He's a super smart guy, though, man. I really like him. Like, he's got a very bright future, either here, the Bleacher Report, Yahoo, or FS1. We'll see what happens. All right, and just a reminder, this is our NBA preview. Go ahead, Dan.
All right. Dario Saric.
Dario Saric, Philadelphia 76er. What? He's no longer there?
Well, he was traded for Jimmy Butler to the Minnesota Timberwolves last season.
Really?
Yeah.
So the T-Wolves. What?
Yeah, he's on the Suns now.
Okay, a couple of cups of coffee last year. All right. Suns, Phoenix Suns. Yeah, okay.
What about Grayson Allen?
What are you trying to trip me up? Kick a man when he's down?
That was pretty bad.
Grayson Allen, still a Duke? No!
Feels like he was there for a decade.
It feels like he'll be there another decade. Where is he?
He's with the Memphis Grizzlies.
He is. Wow. Yeah. Memphis Grizzlies, the rare Duke guy who's not on the Pelicans.
Two more. Robin Lopez.
Robin Lopez. That's another family standing. They'll be playing in the NBA 100 years from now. There'll be a Lopez roaming somewhere in the association. Robin Lopez. I'm going to say Portland Trailblazers. What?
Yeah, he's a former Blazer, and there's only two Lopez's, and they're actually teammates now. They're both with the Bucks.
Oh, wow, Robin and Brooke.
Yeah, we should try to get them on together.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. We should try to get them on together. A friend of mine is one of the owners of the Milwaukee Bucks. I'll get on that, all right? Abby, should I ask for Giannis, or should I ask for the Lopez brothers? I don't know.
Lopez brothers.
I think for stupidity, the Lopez brothers.
Better interview.
Yes. And I'll ask for Sidney Moncrief as well. Jack Sigma.
Oh, my God.
Flexing my whole Buck knowledge. They were good ones once upon a time. And they're good now. They were the one seed last year. What am I talking about? NBA finals for them. Go ahead.
And last one here. Speaking of brothers, Pau Gasol.
Speaking of brothers, Pau Gasol, Marc Gasol, Raptor, Pau Gasol. I cannot believe he's still hanging around. Pau Gasol. Really?
I would not have gotten this one, too.
All right. I'm going to say the Spurs. What?
He was on the Spurs last year. So I'm impressed that you knew that.
Well, yes. I picked him up in my fantasy league. It's the only reason I know any of this stuff. Where is he now?
He is a member of the Portland Trailblazers.
Really, man? What's going on with the Blazers? I mean, what are they trying to do
CJ
there?
Back.
CJ, Damian Lillard, Hassan Whiteside, and Evan Turner's no longer there. I mean, Portland's world is turned upside down. This is weird. NBA preview.
Stupidity.
All right, fun episode. As always, our thanks again to Bill Simmons, the Bill Simmons Podcast. Check him out, theringer.com. Check that out as well. Bill doing great work. Bill and his staff doing tremendous work over there. The NBA preview that aired on the third night of the regular season, stands just f***ing tremendous. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. I mean, listen, I tell you, our audience has never felt smarter, more informed about the NBA than they do right now. Okay?
You were about as bad as I thought you were.
As were you. Stupidity. Subscribe, rate, and review. We'll speak to you next week.